And you're going, Tony Rossi, was an Italian immigrant who started Tropicana, but he came over to the U.S. because he heard that he could get a job for a dollar a day. And he came to the U.S., started his career here in the United States on the East Coast as a chauffeur. And one day, he was chauffeuring a very wealthy businessman who asked him, how much do you want for your car and your services? And out of the blue, he just said $450. And the businessman said, well, that's very expensive. Let me think about it, and I'll get back to you. A few hours later, contacted Anthony Rossi back. At this time, he's only 21 years old, and said, I want you to be my driver, my chauffeur. I'll give you the $450. And so he was a chauffeur for some time, and he loved to read books. And he also was very successful in working at a supermarket on the East Coast. Everyone loved him. He was good with customers. He ended up becoming a manager of a supermarket. Ended up selling tomatoes. And I think this was in New York. But he loved to read. And he used to spend his days at the New York City Public Library reading books. And one day, he sat down at the library table, and someone had left a book that was called The Life and Ministry of Jesus Christ. And he picked it up, and he read it, and he couldn't put it down. And he started to realize, he had a Catholic upbringing, so he knew a little bit about Jesus, but never had a personal relationship with him. And he's reading this New Testament, and he's just in awe. And he's amazed at the world God created, and was just in love with the person of Jesus Christ. And so as he's at the library, he decided that, I want to serve the Lord. I want to work for the Lord. And so he started to read a book about farming and all about oranges. And he knew that when he lived in New York, people really liked Floridian oranges. So he sells his, he ended up not only being the manager of a supermarket, but he ended up becoming the owner. He sells it, moves to Florida, also had a very successful restaurant, sold that after he wanted to do something new, and got into the orange business. And he started transporting oranges from southern Florida all the way up to the East Coast. He was the one who realized that, well, we can't just do this with air-conditioned vans. It's not going to keep them cool enough. It's not going to maintain their taste and purity. So he came up with the idea of having these huge trailers that were just going to be stuffed with shaved ice, and that will allow these oranges to get to these different places on the East Coast, north of Florida, with the same flavor. And so he started the Tropicana Orange Juice Company, which became very successful. He even had a shipping liner. It got so successful that he needed to move more juice in greater quantities. He bought an ocean vessel that traveled across the coast, I think. And that was with the Tropicana Company. Very successful businessman. And then one day he realized, I can't just do this for myself or to make more business. I have to be telling people back in my own country about the Lord Jesus, what he's done for my life, and how he's blessed me in my work. And so he goes back to Sicily, Italy, which was where he was from. He preaches the gospel to his family members. The first time he did it, his brothers and sisters met him with resistance. But eventually, he ends up leading his own father to Christ, and his father gets saved. And so Anthony Rossi enjoyed a very successful career as a businessman. The Lord blessed the work of his hands in so many different areas, including the Orange Juice Company. But after he sold Tropicana, he said, I want to build an estate where retired missionaries who've spent their life sharing the gospel around the world can go and live after they retire for free. And he ended up doing that, a 250-acre campus. I forgot how many rooms, and I don't remember which state it was in. But he did that, and the Lord blessed the work of his hands, and he committed it to the Lord. I bet a lot of you are going to be buying Tropicana orange juice now. But it doesn't matter, because he doesn't own it anymore. But maybe it's you. Maybe you're a successful businessman or woman, or you're in an industry where you can be bringing glory to God in similar ways. In a few moments, we're going to close, and we're going to have a benediction. But think, does what happens here today, our worship service this morning, have anything to do with the rest of our week? And you bet it does. There's a person in your workplace that you may need to serve. Ask yourself, do I need an attitude check to make sure that my work has so much quality and integrity that it's worthy of being done for the Lord? Every one of us will stand before God and give account for what we did Monday through Saturday. And I want him to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. So Lord, make us faithful stewards of our work. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we're encouraged this morning because we've realized that really the concept of separating our spiritual life and secular work from sacred work is not biblical. It's not one that the Bible teaches. It's not one that the earliest followers of you thought about. It's something we've inherited. And Lord, I'm encouraged too because it reminds us that there's a way to have joy in every single place that you've called every one of us in this room. If there's anyone who's experiencing just a attitude of frustration or wants to get out of their current workplace or their cubicle, I pray, Lord, that you would give them new insight and encourage their heart to consider serving you and being open to who it is that you may be bringing through their door or someone else in the workplace who needs to be ministered to, and also give them wisdom in how to do that. But Lord, thank you that we can bring glory to you in every single place in this world you've called us to. Every career field has the potential to bring you glory. So Lord, we worship you and we want to commit our life and our work to you, praying that you would be glorified in it. Church would be equipped and encouraged to share their faith in creative ways, respectable ways, and in reverence to you as we realize, Lord, it's you we serve. We are your slaves. Paul called himself a slave of you. The Old Testament saints were called slaves of God. We serve you. You are our master. So direct us, Lord, in faithful work for your kingdom purposes. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brian.